Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with 2 for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9/3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Gen Zitu Natal to Navamsha Nakshatra, Pada Analysis, Ascendant and First House, Taurus and Kritika Nakshatra, Second Pada, Navamsha Capricorn, First House, Natal Chart Expression, Outer Self. With the Ascendant in Taurus, Richard expresses himself through steadiness, sensuality, and a deep attachment to values, resources, and stability. Taurus imparts a calm exterior, a focus on accumulation, whether of wealth, skills, or status, and a love for aesthetics and comfort. Yet, this placid Taurus demeanor is sharpened by Kritika Nakshatra, ruled by the Sun, bringing the fire of precision, judgment, and intense clarity. The second pada of Kritika, falling in Taurus and mapping to Capricorn Navamsha, intensifies the need to acquire and secure material comfort, but adds a covert drive for social stature and legacy. This pada combines Venusian desire for beauty and indulgence with Capricorn's Saturnian pressure to be respected and recognized. The result is an outward personality that appears grounded, refined, and often stubborn, yet constantly striving to prove one's worth in tangible ways. This nakshatra-pada combination brings karmic lessons around responsibility, particularly in the way Richard deals with personal desires versus societal expectations. There's a tendency to indulge or hoard resources without considering the collective, which can lead to strained family dynamics or being seen as emotionally unavailable. Internally, the person may justify entitlement to comfort while ignoring obligations to share or contribute. Navamsha placement, Capricorn in first house, inner self. Internally, Richard sees himself through the eyes of Capricorn, structured, serious, and deeply goal-oriented. Even if he appears warm or indulgent on the outside, his inner world is marked by restraint, delayed gratification, and an almost ruthless need to climb upward in life. This Navamsha rising brings self-discipline and a silent burden of duty, especially toward long-term success, legacy, or even karmic redemption. Capricorn here also brings emotional inhibition. Richard might not allow himself to express vulnerability easily, believing that emotions must be controlled to maintain strength. The inner critic is sharp, and self-judgment arises if his external life doesn't reflect the high standards he internally holds. He may silently carry guilt for falling short of societal or ancestral expectations, especially if he delays fulfilling duties or avoids tough sacrifices. Integration, outer comfort versus inner conquest. Outward style, gentle, artistic, rooted in tangible pleasures and stability. May appear relaxed, loyal, and resistant to sudden change. Inward style, ambitious, reserved, self-monitoring. Craves structure, prestige, and disciplined execution of goals, often alone or without validation. Core conflict. The outer self seeks to enjoy the present and preserve comfort. The inner self demands sacrifice, future planning, and constant self-correction. Karmic implication of second pada Kritika. This is a soul torn between indulgence and austerity. There may be unresolved karma around misusing resources or emotional negligence toward close relations. The Capricorn Navamsha reflects a path of eventual renunciation or atonement, choosing delayed satisfaction over immediate gain. Redemption lies in disciplined service and in channeling the fire of Kritika toward constructive leadership or creative excellence that benefits others. Summary of First House Synthesis. This is the chart of a silent builder with an internal governor. Richard may appear calm and comfort-seeking, but underneath is a soul driven to earn respect through sacrifice and endurance. The outer Taurus offers aesthetic grounding, but the inner Capricorn demands legacy. Growth begins when he stops oscillating between comfort and control and instead integrates both into intentional action, honoring beauty while building responsibility. Only then does the soul become both nourished and noble. Fourth house, Leo in Purva Falguni Nakshatra, second pada, Navamsha Virgo, ninth house. Planet placed, Rahu natal chart expression, emotional foundation and home life. with Rahu placed in the fourth house in Leo, and specifically in the second pada of Purva Falguni, Richard's emotional foundations are marked by an intense and unrelenting hunger for comfort, status, and recognition within his domestic environment. The fourth house, governing home, inner peace, mother, emotional anchoring, and property, is profoundly influenced by Rahu's expansive, foreign, and sometimes deceptive qualities. Leo adds a regal flair. Rahu here seeks validation, honor, and visibility within the home sphere, but it often leads to restlessness or dissatisfaction, as no amount of comfort or adoration truly feels enough. There may have been themes of artificiality or performance in the early family environment, either a dramatic or showy home atmosphere, or deep emotional insecurity masked by pride and surface-level harmony. Purva Falguni Nakshatra infuses this with Venusian themes: pleasure, beauty, indulgence, love. But the second pada mapping to Virgo brings dissonance. On the outside, there is craving for beauty, luxury, and an elegant domestic life. But on the inside, Virgo Navamsha, there's anxiety about imperfection, criticism, or not meeting standards. Rahu amplifies this contradiction. What is presented as stable and appealing may hide chaotic undercurrents. The second pada of Purva Falguni has karmic implications tied to ego-driven domestic decisions. Luxuries may be pursued at the cost of inner emotional discipline. There may also be a subconscious belief that love must be earned through perfection or performance. With Rahu, there's always a sense of not quite home, leading Richard to search or shift homes, struggle with emotional safety, or have complex maternal relationships that feel simultaneously grand and estranged. Navamsha placement, Virgo in ninth house, inner self of home. In the Navamsha, Rahu falls in Virgo in the ninth house, subtly transforming this outer drama into an internalized obsession with beliefs, perfection, and righteousness in the emotional world. Internally, there's a quest for an ideal version of truth or security, often in the form of philosophical frameworks, mentorship, or even spiritual teachers. Yet Rahu in Virgo here brings doubt, overanalysis, and a tendency to overcorrect or chase ideal homes or belief systems that ultimately still feel lacking. The internal narrative might be, if I can just fix this, I will feel safe. But the emotional piece remains elusive. He may struggle to trust emotional authority figures, especially mother or maternal figures, or switch between rigid idealism and impulsive indulgence. Integration, glamorous shell versus perfectionist core outward style, Leo Rahu, warm yet restless home energy, need for attention and admiration in private life. May have luxurious tastes and desire a beautiful home, yet experience drama or detachment. Inward style, Virgo Navamsha, critically self-evaluating in matters of emotional beliefs and philosophical grounding. Internally skeptical of one's right to feel peaceful or loved. Core conflict, outwardly projects an image of confidence and comfort in home life, but internally harbors emotional anxiety, perfectionism, and doubt about deserving safety or belonging. Karmic implication of Rahu in second pada Purva Falguni. There is a karmic entanglement with materialism and appearances in emotional life, placing external beauty or image above emotional authenticity. The Virgo Navamsha reveals that this lifetime's task is to refine emotional truth from emotional theatrics. Rahu indicates past life indulgence or neglect of home duties that must now be corrected through humility, service, and practical emotional grounding. Summary of fourth house synthesis. Richard's home life is a karmic stage where the illusion of royalty masks the insecurity of exile. He may pursue prestige and comfort in his domestic world, yet internally wrestles with a perfectionist hunger for philosophical or emotional clarity that never fully satisfies. His path of growth requires letting go of ornamental peace and instead building an honest, humble, service-based relationship with home and emotions, where clarity, not control, becomes his foundation. Eighth house, Sagittarius in Mula Nakshatra planets and points placed. Moon in Mula Nakshatra. Fourth pada, Navamsha Cancer, seventh house. Venus in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, first pada, Navamsha Sagittarius, 12th house. Natal chart expression, transformation, depth, inheritance, and intimacy. The eighth house, the domain of transformation, secrets, sudden events, inheritance, emotional debt, and psychological death rebirth cycles becomes highly activated when both the moon and Venus are placed here. With Sagittarius ruling the eighth, Richard approaches these life-altering experiences through the lens of belief systems, ideals, and abstract philosophies. But with Mula and Uttara Ashada at play, the journey is far from theoretical. It is deeply visceral, karmic, and rooted in the breakdown and reordering of inner truths. Moon in Mula Nakshatra, 4th Pada, Navamsha Cancer, 7th house, the moon, planet of emotional security, memory, the mother, and inner nurturing, is plunged into Mula, the nakshatra of uprooting and karmic reckoning. The 4th Pada, mapping to Cancer Navamsha, intensifies the emotional nature. This is a highly sensitive and reactive placement that indicates the emotional body has been destabilized early in life through themes of abandonment, separation, or maternal wounding. In the 8th house, the moon reveals a person whose inner world is in constant flux, seeking emotional safety in the very places it feels most threatened. There is a deep need to feel emotionally merged with others, yet a simultaneous fear of betrayal, loss, or vulnerability. The 4th Pada's Cancerian tone reveals that Richard internally craves nurturing, emotional validation, and a secure relational container, but Mula ensures that this comfort is not easily attained. It must be earned through emotional purging, honesty, and surrender. This placement suggests potential karmic issues involving the mother or female lineage, especially involving hidden emotional traumas or secret griefs. Emotional crises will repeatedly push Richard to redefine what it means to trust, nurture, and feel protected. Venus in Uttara Ashada Nakshatra, 1st Pada, Navamsha Sagittarius, 12th house. Venus in Sagittarius brings love for ideals, freedom, exploration, and devotion to beauty and meaning. But in Uttara Ashada, ruled by the Vishvadevas, universal principles, Venus takes on the task of making relationships righteous, meaningful, and victory-oriented. The 1st Pada maps to Sagittarius Navamsha, emphasizing the same themes, but with a spiritual or dharmic intensity. In the 8th house, Venus signifies relationships that bring transformation, sometimes painful, sometimes liberating. There is a deep need to spiritualize intimacy, to bring philosophy into sexuality, and to see relationships not as comfort zones, but as catalysts for truth. This often leads to karmic relationships, where partners act as mirrors for buried shame, control issues, or wounds around desirability and trust. The 1st Pada of Uttara Ashada, Sagittarius Navamsha, attempts to uphold moral ideals even within the emotionally volatile terrain of the 8th house. Richard may strive to be right in love, but this tendency can clash with the raw, uncontrollable forces of transformation that the 8th house insists upon. Sacrifice, secrecy, or hidden affairs may be part of the karmic pattern, especially with Venus falling into the 12th house in Navamsha, indicative of emotional loss, isolation in love, or clandestine romance that ultimately leads to spiritual growth. Integration. Emotional intensity versus spiritual idealism, outward style. Sagittarius in 8th approaches crisis and intimacy with moral or philosophical rationalizations. Seeks meaning in chaos, yet may suppress emotional depth with abstraction. Moon's inner world, Cancer Navamsha, hyper-emotional, maternal, needing comfort and care. Feels intensely but struggles to feel truly safe. Venus's inner world, Sagittarius Navamsha, 12th house, longing for transcendent love, but often learns through loss, sacrifice, or romantic disillusionment. Has high ideals, but must release expectations. Core conflict, a need for emotional security, Moon Cancer, clashes with a soul contract to experience emotional upheaval, Mula 8th. A yearning for perfect, principled love, Venus Uttara Ashada struggles within a house of secrets, betrayals, and hidden desire. Karmic implications. Moon in Mula 4th Pada must emotionally detach from false security and confront suppressed grief, especially involving maternal themes. Healing comes through vulnerability and acceptance of loss. Venus in Uttara Ashada 1st Pada. Relationship karma is centered on integrity, restraint, and service. Romantic trials are meant to strip illusions and build a refined, spiritually aware love nature. Summary of 8th House Synthesis. This is a house of karmic excavation, and Richard's placement of both Moon and Venus here signifies a soul learning emotional mastery through intensity. While the Moon yearns for safety and rootedness, Mula ensures the emotional ground is pulled from beneath until the person learns to self-nurture. Venus, the planet of love and luxury, is spiritualized and challenged here, called to serve, surrender, and rise above attachment. Together, these placements tell the story of someone learning that true connection is not built on idealism or emotional dependency, but on the courage to evolve through love, through pain, and through truth. 10th house, Aquarius and Shatabisha Nakshatra planets. Placed, Mars and Shatabisha Nakshatra, 3rd Pada, Navamsha Gemini, 6th house. Ketu and Shatabisha Nakshatra, 4th Pada, Navamsha Pisces, 3rd house. Jupiter and Shatabisha Nakshatra, 2nd Pada, Navamsha Capricorn, 1st house. Hashed, natal chart expression, career, public image, authority. The 10th house governs one's career, status, karma, and public life. Aquarius here brings originality, futuristic vision, and a nonconformist streak to how Richard expresses himself professionally. With Shatabisha Nakshatra spanning this zone, symbolized by 100 healers and ruled by Rahu, this house becomes a stage for isolation, healing, rebellion, and karmic unraveling. The presence of Mars, Ketu, and Jupiter in different padas of Shatabisha reveals multiple layers of professional complexity where intellect, egolessness, and pressure toward moral clarity all converge. Mars in Shatabisha, 3rd Pada, Navamsha Gemini, 6th house Mars, planet of energy, ambition, and willpower, becomes highly charged in the 10th house of karma. In Shatabisha, it gains a disruptive edge, fueled by Rahu's rebelliousness, but filtered through Saturn's traditional frame as Aquarius's co-ruler. In the 3rd Pada, Gemini Navamsha, Mars becomes intensely mental, strategic, task-driven, and restless. This placement creates a fighter of systems, someone who challenges institutional norms in career or becomes a problem solver in crisis-heavy environments. Professionally, Richard may be drawn toward technology, medicine, engineering, or systems correction, but always with a contrarian or troubleshooting approach. Mars in Gemini Navamsha 6th house shows a warrior mindset within service and work. There is a karmic drive to compete, fix, or confront inefficiency. However, Mars here can become argumentative or scattered, chasing multiple goals without integration. It is both highly capable and prone to burnout if not channeled with clarity. Karmic note, the native has a soul-level task to fight for improvement in chaotic or broken systems, especially in professional or managerial domains, but must be careful not to let cleverness override ethical restraint. Ketu in Shatabisha, 4th Pada, Navamsha Pisces, 3rd house Ketu in the 10th house represents past life mastery in matters of status, visibility, and responsibility, but also detachment or disillusionment with public identity. In Shatabisha's 4th Pada, mapping to Pisces Navamsha, the energy of Ketu becomes deeply spiritual, quiet, and inward-turning, yet it expresses through Aquarius's scientific or detached surface. This suggests Richard has already done the fame game. There's an instinctive pull to avoid traditional authority roles or to work behind the scenes, often in research, spiritual service, or creative problem-solving roles. In public, he may appear aloof, disconnected, or unbothered by power, while internally carrying profound intuitive knowing. Pisces Navamsha brings deep intuitive communication skills, 3rd house, that are subtle, poetic, or visionary. Yet, Ketu here resists commercial or competitive use of these talents. He may struggle to sell himself professionally or avoid visibility even when qualified. There's a karma of stepping back to let others shine or of redefining what truly matters beyond accolades. Karmic note, must use subtle, intuitive intelligence in service of truth, not ego. Recognition may come when least expected, but is not to be pursued as a goal. Jupiter in Shatabisha 2nd Pada, Navamsha Capricorn 1st house, Jupiter in the 10th house usually brings moral compass, teaching ability, and leadership aligned with knowledge or ethics. But in Shatabisha's 2nd Pada, which maps to Capricorn Navamsha, Jupiter is not in comfort. It is debilitated. This creates tension between idealism and practicality in Richard's career. The Aquarius Shatabisha placement makes this Jupiter a reformer, a healer of systems, a mentor of outcasts. But the Capricorn Navamsha pushes him to prove himself through discipline, structure, and often harsh real-world constraints. This can cause internal disillusionment. Lofty ideals may be compromised for survival, and spiritual wisdom might clash with societal expectations. In the 1st house Navamsha, Jupiter defines how Richard sees himself at a soul level. Here he feels responsible to lead, teach, or uphold truth, but in a way that is grounded, strategic, and slow. This is not an inspirational preacher-type Jupiter. It's the monk in the boardroom, the advisor working from behind layers of karmic realism. Karmic note, must overcome past life tendencies to either over-control or over-sacrifice ideals. Success lies in leading by example through resilience, not just philosophy. Integration, strategic force versus spiritual dissociation versus moral tension. Mars, Gemini, Navamsha, task-focused, agile, technically intelligent, but must beware of argumentative tendencies and burnout in the pursuit of being the fixer. Ketu, Pisces, Navamsha, withdrawn, mystical, detached from outer recognition, a karmic indicator of behind-the-scenes mastery with a calling for silent service or spiritual contribution. Jupiter, Capricorn, Navamsha, ethically grounded but tested, with a need to mature into responsibility while reconciling the conflict between aspiration and societal realism. Summary of 10th house synthesis. Richard's 10th house is a karmic crucible of paradox. Mars demands intervention and sharp execution. Ketu dissolves the need for public acclaim, pulling him inward toward meaning. Jupiter attempts to hold moral structure in a domain where old paradigms may no longer work. Together, they suggest a career path filled with tension, being seen versus staying hidden, acting swiftly versus waiting patiently, preaching truth versus surviving pragmatism. His professional mastery will come not from dominance, but from knowing when to fight, when to serve, and when to lead with quiet authority. 10th house, Aquarius in Shatabhisha Nakshatra planets. Placed, Sun in Shatabhisha Nakshatra, first Pada, Navamsha Sagittarius, 12th house, Mercury in Shatabhisha Nakshatra, first Pada, Navamsha Sagittarius, 12th house. Natal chart expression, career, reputation, public duties. With Aquarius ruling the 10th house, Richard's career expression is naturally inclined toward innovation, nonconformity, and serving collective or futuristic causes. Aquarius is about systems, reform, mass healing, and detachment from conventional authority. While Shatabhisha Nakshatra, governed by Rahu and symbolized by 100 physicians, intensifies themes of isolation, diagnostics, healing, rebellion, and karmic rupture. The first Pada of Shatabhisha, mapping to Sagittarius Navamsha, further magnifies philosophical, visionary, and dharmic impulses. But with Sun and Mercury both here and falling into the 12th house of the Navamsha, the outer visibility, 10th, is countered by inner withdrawal, sacrificial roles, or even anonymity in true purpose. These placements carry heavy karmic significance tied to leadership, communication, and self-expression. Sun in Shatabhisha, first Pada, Navamsha Sagittarius, 12th house. The Sun, Karaka of ego, leadership, authority, father, and visibility, placed in the 10th house usually grants recognition and career strength. However, in Shatabhisha, the Sun faces a paradox. Aquarius is the sign of social reform, but the Sun here is under pressure to suppress its personal ego for collective service. In the first Pada, ruled by Sagittarius, this Sun wants to express ideals, truth, and vision, to be seen as a torchbearer of wisdom. Yet, with Navamsha placement in the 12th house, the native soul path demands surrender of personal identity and worldly fame. This results in a shadow leader archetype. Richard may be driven to lead or shine in his career, but he often finds himself in positions where ego must be subdued, perhaps working behind the scenes, in foreign lands, in institutional or spiritual settings, or in roles where his efforts benefit others more than himself. Father-related karma may also be activated here. There could be a distant, absent, or sacrificial father figure, or a karmic task to redeem or spiritually surpass the father's limitations. Karmic note, leadership must emerge not through assertion, but through surrender. The Sun in the 12th Navamsha house often carries the karma of soul-level service, even at the cost of personal spotlight. Mercury in Shatabhisha, first Pada, Navamsha Sagittarius, 12th house. Mercury, planet of intellect, speech, logic, communication, and business, also occupies Shatabhisha's first Pada and lands in Sagittarius Navamsha, 12th house. Like the Sun, this Mercury is infused with vision and purpose, but made to release attachment to recognition or gain. Aquarius lends it a scientific, detached brilliance, excellent for data systems, technology, counseling, or reform. But in Shatabhisha, it comes with themes of solitude, secrecy, and karmic speech purification. In Sagittarius Navamsha, Mercury seeks truth and expands through learning. But in the 12th house, this expansion often comes through silence, loss, or non-material gain. Richard may possess strong insight, especially in abstract or spiritual areas, but struggle to monetize or articulate it in worldly terms. Speech may carry karmic weight. Words may heal or wound deeply, and there may be patterns of regret or misunderstanding in communication, particularly in professional settings. Mercury in the 12th Navamsa also brings tendencies toward working in foreign or institutional settings, hospitals, NGOs, research, retreat centers, being misunderstood or silenced at crucial career junctures, writing or communicating for causes that transcend personal reward. Karmic note: this Mercury suggests a past life misuse of speech or intellect that now must be directed towards selfless, truth-aligned communication. Mastery of subtle, spiritual, or behind-the-scenes intelligence is the redemptive path. Integration, dharmic power, undercover sun, Sagittarius Navamsa, visionary leadership rooted in truth, but with a path of ego dissolution, must lead without needing applause. Mercury, Sagittarius Navamsa, truthful communicator, thinker, or analyst, but lessons come through quiet service, foreign isolation, or spiritual articulation. Both planets reflect an internal Sagittarian quest. What is the highest truth, and how do I serve it without ego or reward? Core conflict. Outwardly, Richard may seem destined for high achievement and intellectual recognition, Sun plus Mercury in 10th Aquarius, but inwardly he is pulled into isolation, loss, or spiritual redirection. His career is not just a profession. It is a spiritual path of silent transformation and dharmic restitution. Summary of 10th house synthesis, Sun and Mercury. Richard's career holds the potential for quiet revolution. The Sun gives authority, but strips away ego. The Mercury grants brilliance, but asks for humility and solitude. Together, they reveal a karmic journey in which true impact is made in silence, and where words and actions are meant to uplift humanity, not self. Recognition may be delayed or denied, but fulfillment comes when the work itself becomes the offering. 11th house, Pisces in Ravati Nakshatra, planet placed, Saturn in Ravati Nakshatra, 3rd Pada, Navamsa Aquarius, 2nd house. Natal chart expression gains networks, aspirations, and social responsibility. The 11th house governs long-term desires, social circles, collective movements, gains from career, and fulfillment of material and karmic objectives. Pisces here adds emotional, idealistic, and spiritual flavor to Richard's ambitions. It gives him a yearning to contribute to society, but in a way that transcends mere material success. He may dream of roles that heal, unify, or uplift, rather than compete or dominate. Ravati Nakshatra, the final lunar mansion, ruled by Mercury and symbolized by a fish swimming home, represents completion, protection, and divine guidance. It seeks to lead the lost back to wholeness. The presence of Saturn, a planet of structure, delay, and karmic accountability. In this sensitive lunar mansion suggests that Richard's gains in social success come through sacrifice, delayed gratification, and sustained service, especially in sectors related to welfare, education, healing, or institution building. Saturn in Ravati, 3rd Pada, Navamsa, Aquarius, 2nd house. Saturn, when placed in the 11th house, is well-positioned in terms of material results. It indicates a long, hard climb towards stable gains and high social impact. However, in Pisces Ravati, Saturn's discipline becomes softened, idealized, and focused on spiritual or humanitarian outcomes. The 3rd Pada maps to Aquarius Navamsa, suggesting a blend of systemic reform, Aquarius, with resource management and speech, 2nd house themes. Richard may be called upon to serve collective needs while carrying the karmic weight of managing shared resources, speech ethics, or family duties. He could play the role of a quiet architect behind social systems, designing ways for the underserved to gain visibility, education, or financial empowerment. This Saturn may also bring delays in fulfillment of desires, especially around finances, recognition, or meaningful friendships. Social circles may be sparse or slow to form, but deeply loyal and purposeful when they do. His speech, 2nd house Navamsa theme, may be measured, restrained, and heavy with responsibility, especially in public or leadership roles. Karmic note: Saturn here indicates past life misuse of material or social power, now transformed into responsibility toward collective gain. Gains will come, but only after selfless effort, delayed reward, and a matured relationship with ego. Integration. The quiet engineer of collective well-being, outward expression, Pisces in 11th. Dreams of a better world. socially compassionate, drawn to idealistic or spiritual networks, struggles to assert ambition without guilt. Saturn's Navamsha identity, Aquarius second house. Internally, Saturn drives him to speak responsibly, work for the group, and build long-term financial or structural support. Resources are earned slowly and used cautiously. Core conflict. Richard feels called to serve and uplift, but Saturn restricts easy access to gains. He may struggle with the guilt of receiving and the burden of giving, especially in friendships or community settings. Yet, through this friction, he gains inner mastery over voice, values, and contribution. Karmic implication of Ravati Saturn in third pada. There is karmic closure at play. Past debts involving resource misuse, broken promises, or abandoned duties are now being repaid through structured emotional service. Saturn here refines Richard's speech, financial ethics, and leadership in networks by making him prove himself slowly, ethically, and without seeking applause. Summary of 11th house synthesis. This is a placement of earned nobility, where social fulfillment is not gifted, but built brick by brick through enduring service. Richard may often feel burdened by social obligations or invisible in public spheres, but he is a karmic stabilizer of dreams, the one who helps others manifest their hopes by being the dependable force behind their visions. His path requires patience, emotional integrity, and service, after which meaningful gains flow steadily, sustainably, and with legacy.